KRFC Fort Collins, 88.9 FM Community Powered Radio, and the City of Fort Collins Recreation Department bring you LARC Radio Theater.
Hi, I'm Bailey Phelps, your host for LARC Radio Theater's May 5th Sunday program. Scripts for this evening were adapted for radio by V. Penn. First, a short play about a 21st century automobile global positioning system, GPS. Now, LARC's Theater of the Mind begins with Homing by Catherine Wiley.
Turn left in 0.7 miles.
Got it. Here we go. Left.
Turn left in 0.2 miles.
Whoa, that was quick. Left again? Okay. Boy, this neighborhood sure has changed.
Turn left in 0.2 miles.
Wait, that can't be right. Another left? Didn't there used to be a grocery store on that corner?
Turn left in 1.1 miles.
Okay, I heard you. I swear that was old man Freeman's store. Now it's what? Condos? Wait, you know, that looks better. I'm taking a right. I think I know where I am.
I said left.
What?
Left. You turned right. Recalculating your position.
What the hell is that, recalculating my position? Are you talking to me?
Wait a minute. I need to reposition your car.
Reposition my... Isn't that what I do? Isn't that called driving? So what now? The little electronic gizmo's gonna drive the car too?
GPS.
Huh?
Global Positioning System.
I know. That's what I said.
Little gizmo.
So?
So not little gizmo.
Damn it.
Say it.
Say what?
Say what you should say.
Oh, no. It's bad enough you're talking to me, telling me where to go, but now you're telling me what to say, too.
Say it or get lost.
All right. Sorry.
Turn right, back there, 0.3 miles.
Back there?
Distracted. Sorry.
Where the hell am I? Do you even know? Things have really changed around here. All the landmarks are different, and you're not helping. Where are you taking me?
Where are you going?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
What on earth? I thought that was the whole point of you, what you do, to take me where I'm going.
Yes.
Now wait just a minute. What are you saying? Let's start over again. Where were we?
My question.
What? Your question? Oh, I get it. No, I didn't mean where were we. I meant where, what word in the conversation did we stop at? You're damned hard to talk to, you know that?
I asked you where you are going.
Ah, of course you did. Well, hey, I've been driving here for a while. Don't you need to tell me anything?
Tell me where you're going.
Home, okay, I'm going home.
You need directions home?
Well, yeah. Not my home, of course, but my old home.
Old home?
Sure, you know, my home here.
Here is home?
No, where I used to live. I lived here as a kid.
Old home here, not home.
Well, no, not anymore. Not the house I grew up in, you get it?
Home here, not home.
That's it. I haven't lived here, this town, really, this whole neck of the woods for over 20 years.
You did a recalculation.
A what?
A repositioning.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what you could call it, a move.
You were lost.
What do you mean, lost? Moving doesn't mean you're lost. Everybody moves.
Reposition when you are lost.
I was not lost. I had to move, okay? Not that it's any of your business, but, well, they kicked me out.
Kick a ball.
Yeah, that's about right. No, you can kick a person, too, believe me. I was a kid, really. Not quite 18. Well, it was time to go.
Why kick?
Hey, are we getting there? Shouldn't we have been there by now?
Where is there?
Come on, what's with all the questions? I think I recognize this street. Can't we just get to the address I gave you? Why is this taking so long?
We are on the scenic route.
Scenic? I don't want scenic. I didn't ask for scenic.
Scenic is better.
Says who? I don't want better. I just want to get where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Not that again. Damn!
Only a few miles out of your way.
Out of my way? But you're the GPS. You're supposed to make my way. I need to get there, you know? They're expecting me. Said they'd have dinner waiting for me.
It is your home?
Was my home.
So technical.
What do you mean? It's not technical at all. There's a big difference between... Okay. And will you just shut up now and do your job? Find my way? I need some direction.
Continue straight for a few more miles.
A few more miles. Really helpful. Scenic route, huh? It's too dark to see any scenery. So, where are you exactly?
In space.
Can't you be a little more specific?
No.
But where are you in space?
I'm a satellite. I move.
How far away are you from the car, from me?
A few light years, more or less.
Huh. So, what's it like up there?
Cold.
I bet. What else?
What else what?
I don't know. Scenery? What's it look like?
Stars. All around, dying and bursting to life.
Wow. That sounds amazing. How much can you see from there?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Sort of like God.
If you like. I was a pigeon in a previous life.
A pigeon?
Little satellite humor.
Oh, I get it, yeah. Boy, it is really dark here. I don't remember this neighborhood being so dark.
A lot darker up here.
Yeah, I guess it would be. But what about all those stars?
They are very far apart. Why kick?
I thought you knew everything.
See everything.
I don't know why they kicked me out. Why I was so ready to get out. We just didn't get along, I guess. They didn't approve of my lifestyle. Huh. It doesn't seem to matter now after all this time. Isn't that funny? They invited me home for dinner, and here I am. Well, not quite. Not at this rate.
Joke.
What? I didn't get that. Can you speak up?
Losing energy. My battery is dying.
Hey, you can't die on me. We're not there yet.
I need
Hang on, hang on. I think we're almost there. We must be. She's gone. Damn. I'm sure we're close, though. Almost there. This might be it. Isn't this the house? I can't see the number. They must have painted... Wow, the trees are so big.
Hey, there you are. Your mother and I have been waiting for you. Honey, he made it. Come on in. We've got dinner waiting. Come on in, son.
Homing cast included Dee Lester as the GPS voice, Marlon May as son, and Billy Thornton as father.
This is 88.9 KRFC.